Okay, good evening. There are obviously a lot of references to Bris Milah in this week's Parsha and other important mitzvahs, but I wanted to talk about one halachic concept and discuss the parameters of the concept, and that is that idea of Zrizin Magdim L'Mitzvos, that we perform mitzvahs as soon as possible, and that is learnt as the Gemara Mesachim says in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. We have here in the first source in the sheets from Avram Avinu. This also Gemara repeats itself in Yuma, but the Gemara asks, now that we've established when the mission, the beginning of Pesachim, says you should do Bedikas Chametz at night, at the night of Yud Dalet, or the 14th of Nisan, and that's when you're supposed to check for Chametz, Michdi Bein, L'Rabbi Yehuda Bein, L'Rabbi Meir, Chametz Inu Asar Elami, Sheishos L'Mala, everyone agrees that Chametz doesn't in fact become prohibited to eat or to own until the sixth hour of the day, until midday. We are even more machmir for that. We'd stop eating and having chametz even earlier than that. The nivdok b'shishus b'chisei, and you'll say, so the question is, if that's the case, why do we do b'dikas chametz so early? Why do we do it the night before when you just need to check the chametz right before it becomes prohibited? Why do you have to do it so early in advance? B'chisei, and perhaps you'll say, is reason makdim in the mitzvos. Ah! There's reason, Makdim L'Mitzvos, those who are zaris, those who are careful, should do mitzvos as soon and as early as possible. So if that's the case, Nivdok B'Safra, so we should check in the morning then, early in the morning. Why would I say that it should be in the morning? Because the Pasuk says, Vayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Orlaso, that we see that Bris Milah should be done on the morning, the day of the 8th. V'tanya, then it says in the Braisa, Kol hayom kulo kashal mila, el shizrizim makdim l'mitzvos. You can do Bris Milah all day as long as it's light outside. You can't do Bris Milah when it's night. But as long as it's daytime, you can do Bris Milah all day. Why are we so careful to wake everybody up at 6:30 in the morning to come have Bris Milah so early? Why can we have it a nice brunch or later on in the day, maybe lunchtime Bris Milah, maybe an afternoon mincha Bris Milah? Why are we so careful to do it in the morning? Because rizim makdim l'mitzvos. Those who are careful perform mitzvahs earlier. Shneamar v'yashkem Avraham baboker. We learn this from Avram Avinu, where it says that Avram got up early in the morning, and therefore that's why we perform Dikas Chametz so early. And we discuss why at night. The Gemara goes on to tell us because it's better to check at night by the candle; it casts a better light when you're checking. But we see, nevertheless, v'yashkem Avraham baboker. Avram got up early in the morning to do Bris Milah, and this is the halachic concept that we have learned from Avram Avinu, to get up early and to perform mitzvos as soon as possible. We also see from here, tangentially, that Zerizim Makdim L'Mitzvos, performing mitzvos as soon as possible, also applies to rabbinic laws, because B'dikas Chametz is a din derabbanan, rabbinic law, and therefore we see it applies to dine derabbanan as well. We have another Gemara in Bava Kamma on Lamed Ches Amud Beis, source number 2, that also tells us about performing mitzvos as soon as possible. V'amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Karcha. A person, la'olam yaktim adam ledavar mitzvah, should always do mitzvos, or good things, as soon as possible. Should b'shviya laila echas, shekid masa b'chir letzira, kad masa arba doros Yisrael. Now, this is certainly not, in hindsight, necessarily a mitzvah, but when the daughters of Lot slept with their father, and because they thought that they were performing something positive, so yes, it turned out that they made a terrible mistake, and at that moment in time, it was an act of incest. But in the long run, this was also the Ratzon Hashem. This was Hashem's plan, because we know Mashiach comes from that initial union between Lot and his daughters. So the one who slept with the daughter with her father first, Kidmasa Arba Doros the Yisrael, they had the opportunity that from that lineage earlier came the kingship of Klal Yisrael. The one who went first, their children became kings earlier. Oved Yishai David Shlomo. And it wasn't until the Elu Hatzi'ira, the younger daughter, Ad Rechavam. Rechavam only comes in the days of Shlomo HaMelech. And therefore we see that they had the opportunity to fulfill what they thought was a mitzvah. Again, whether that was a mitzvah or not is not the discussion right now. But the person who jumps at it first, the person who tries to do the right thing and to do the positive thing first, is rewarded. And therefore we see that they had the kingship given to them first. And therefore we have another source showing us the idea of Zerizim Makdim L'Mitzvos, to perform mitzvos as soon as possible. Now, just to note one issue from this entire discussion, Avram may have gotten up early to perform the Bris Milah, but does that mean he did the Bris Milah early? it's not so clear. Because it says that he performed the Bris Milah Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, in the middle of the day. And Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh always means at Chatzos, when the sun is at the highest point in the sky. And therefore, just because Avram got up early, does that mean that he actually performed the Bris Milah early? So not so clear. The Bracious Rabbah in Perek Mem Zayin says the Milah was done midday and it was not done early in the morning. So why do we learn then again that everything should be done so early if in fact Avram didn't even do the Bris Milah early in the morning? He waited till midday. This is a question noted by Reb Chaim Palagi in his Ruach Chaim on Parshas Lech Lecha, and again by the Radal with David Luri in his commentary on the Pirkei Rabbi Yezer in Perek Chav Tes. The Tchelas Mordechai in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Maharsham, the Rebbe of Brzezhan, asked this question as well. Why are we so obsessed with Avraham Avinu and his doing mitzvahs early when he didn't really do any mitzvahs early? He just got up early. There is a story that is told that Rav Aaron Cutler was at a Bris Milah on time, early, like a good litvak, and in late to the Bris comes the Samarav to the Bris Milah at the same, much later, and the whole thing was almost over. So he comes so late. So Rav Aaron Cutler looks at the Samarav and said, come late to a Bris Milah? By Ashkem Avraham Aboker, he got up so early in the morning. So how do you take so much time? So the Samarav said, it's true, Vayashkem Avraham Aboker, but Vayichbosh Eschamoro, it took a long time to get his donkey ready and to get out there and to get things going. So just because you wake up early in the morning doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to get to where you want to go on time. So Avram wakes up early in the morning, okay, but doesn't mean anything happens. So between all the different shitas we just discussed, so they give all types of reasons. It was important that Hashem wanted it to be midday, so it would be a Kiddush Hashem. Everyone would see it. If it was so early in the morning, who's going to notice that Avram, the crazy guy, was circumcising himself? Who's going to pay attention to these things? People would learn from Avram Avinu. It would be, we only say Zrizim Magdimen. You only have to do it early when it's a Milah and it's proper time. But Avram's Bris Milah was about 100 years too late. So maybe we don't say that you have to perform the mitzvah early if you don't do the milah in the right time. It took time to tell everyone. Avram wakes up in the morning to Bris Milah, and everyone starts asking him, what are you going to do? He's like, well, I'm going to circumcise myself. Really? And then he has a whole conversation. He has to explain to everybody else. So it took time to get there. All different types of explanations to explain why. Yes, we learn the concept of doing mitzvahs early from Avram, but at the same time, maybe he didn't perform the milah itself. Now, the concept of Zrizim Magdimin is cited lahalacha by everyone. Nobody disagrees that this is a halacha concept. The Rif there, Msachim, discusses the Rambam in Hilchos Milah in the first perek, and again in Maisa Karbanos, in the laws of bringing Karbanos. We'll get to that in a moment as well. The Rambam tells us to do mitzvahs as soon as possible. The Rosh in the beginning of Psachim, the Bala Itru, the Sefer Eshkol, the Or Zarua. In three places, the Sefer Achinach, in Mitzvah 544, also tells us to do mitzvahs as soon as possible. The Smag, the Orchos Chaim of Rav Aaron of Lunel and Hilchos Milah, the Kolbo, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Tur in Tafshu and Ches, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach Beis and Hilchos Milah as well, and again later on in Taf Reish Nun Beis and Orach Chaim. So, just to be clear, we said all this to show that Bris Milah, not just Bris Milah, but Zrizim Akdimah Mitzvahs is a halachic concept that applies everywhere. It's a concept that is codified by everyone. And there's no debate that mitzvahs should be done as soon as possible. The poskim who cite this as well, the Shulchan Aruch writes it in Taf Reish Nun Beis regarding bringing lulav. You should wave lulav, says the Shulchan Aruch, as soon as possible in the morning. You should have the opportunity to do the mitzvah when available. Again, in Shulchan Aruch ben Yerodeh by Hilchos Milah, it's mentioned by the Lavush in two places: the Magen Avram, the Birka Yosef, the Chayyadim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I'll get to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch later on. The Mishabura quotes it all over the place in five or six places as well. And it has been accepted by all poskim that Zrizim Akdimah Mitzvos, we perform mitzvos as soon as possible. Which mitzvos do we find this brought down by? So I'll give you the list, the entire list where we find it. We find it by reading Megillah. We find it by saying Hallel. We find it by Shofar. We find it by lulav, we find it by davening musaf, we find it by offering the musaf, and we find it by all of the different parts of bringing korbanos, all the different facets of shechting and collecting the blood, every single aspect of korbanos. In the base of English, everything was done as soon as possible. Alos HaShachar, the second they saw the first sparkle of the sun coming up, all of the korbanos, the base of Migdash, that had to be done, and everything was done as soon as possible.
You mentioned shofar, excuse me.
Yeah.
That's not done first thing.
Good. We'll get to the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah will explain why really shofar should be as soon as possible, but We postpone it for another reason. Excellent. We'll get there at the end. Now, there are actually we find as well Zrizim Akdimin by mitzvahs at night. There are some mitzvahs that we do as soon as possible at night, reading the Megillah at night as soon as possible, cutting the Omer, which we don't do because we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, but they would cut the Omer at the first glimmer of night. Counting Omer should be done as soon as possible at night as well, offering korbanos and the fats of the korbanos, and some people even say eating the Korban Pesach should be done as soon as possible at night.
So they wouldn't have secret Yitzhak first?
I don't know what the and exactly know what the Haggadah looks like. Okay, I hear. Yeah. I'm not sure exactly what the Haggadah looks like. But I hear that Maybe they did it while they were eating it, the in between bites. So, but some say even the Korban Pesach. We find not necessarily a halacha, but an inyan. There's an idea to daven shachris as soon as possible, mincha as soon as possible, say kriya shma as soon as possible, birchas hachama once every 28 years. This is a discussion as well. This happens every 28 years. We forget about the debate. Should you say Birchas Hachama as soon as possible or with as many people as possible? We'll discuss that in a moment. Maariv also, there's an idea of Zrizim Akdim to say Maariv in its best opportune time as soon as possible. The Lavush writes in Reish Lamed Hei, in the Chayadim and Samaches, and the Mishnah Berurah in Reish Lamed Hei again, that there's Zrizim Akdim by Maariv, that we should daven Maariv at Seis HaKochavim. And Zrizim Akdim, as learned from Avram, is not earlier than day itself. Zrizim Akdim is only from Alos HaShachar. There's no such thing as doing a mitzvah before Alos HaShachar, when the first rays of the sun come up.
But how about Zrizim Akdimim when it's not the optimal time? Like we do, Shachar, presumably the optimal time is after Seis.
Yeah.
So here you have a confluence Zrizim and an optimal time.
Ah, so we'll discuss, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but maybe next year, Parshas Vayera, we'll discuss Hiddur Mitzvah versus Zrizim Akdimim and doing mitzvahs in the opportune time. Okay, now, what is Rizim Akdimim? Is this a nice thing, or is it a chiyuv? Do you have to be zaris? Do you have to be careful? Or is it just a nice thing? So the understanding of most poskim is that Rizim Akdimim, doing mitzvahs as soon as possible, is a mitzvah min ha-mavchar. It's a nice thing to do, not something that you have to do. And this is the understanding of the Or HaZaruah and the Me'iri. The Me'iri in Yuma and Daf Chav Ches, on that Gemara we quoted before by Avraham Avinu, says it's a nice thing to do. And it is inappropriate to mimic the midos of the avos. We see, says the Miri, it's not a chiyuv. Avram Avinu did it. Who doesn't want to be like Avram Avinu? So we should do mitzvahs as soon as possible. Rav Yosef Engel, the Rav of Krakow, writes in his Gilyone Hashas, his comments on the Gemara Pesachim there in Daf Dalet, that this is something that's learned from before Matan Torah. Avram Avinu is before the Torah was given. If we're learning the whole halacha from before the Torah was given, it can't be a chiyuv. We don't learn mitzvahs and the performance of mitzvos from before the Torah was given. And therefore, he says, it must be at best a nice thing to do. This is the sheet of the Beis Yaakov, it's in the Kufman Beis, the Tura Yevan, in Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Look at the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. He says, as we said before, is Rizim Akdim, the mitzvos of Ein Sarach L'Haktim Yosem El HaShachar, Tzampa Farim El HaShachar. And the Or HaZaruah writes, the mitzvah min ha-muvchar, hu l'haktim. Says the Or HaZaruah, it's a mitzvah of mevchar. It's nice to do. You can get it, good. But if you can't, not the end of the day. The Stei Chemed, Rosh Shlomo HaKohen of Vilna, the Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Chuvas and Chel Davin in Kof Hei, and the Kloisenberger Rebbe in the Divri and Sivin Choshen Mishpat in Kuf Tes, and the Tzitzel Yezer in Yud Tes Lamed Vav also as well. So that's the opinion that says it's a nice thing to do. Comes the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerodea by Hilchos Mila. There are people who postpone Bris Milah for silly things, and they have it so late in the day. They're not going to have enough guests there. The omelet station won't be ready in time, whatever it may be. All these reasons why we can't have the Bris Milah early. People have Bris Milahs after Chatzos, says the Aruch HaShulchan. By the Sfardim, that's more common, definitely not by the Ashkenazim. Then he says, V'hu avon plili. It's a great avon. An avon is a sin. So it seems from the language of the Aruch HaShulchan that he holds it's more than just a nice thing. If Zrizim Akdim was just a nice thing, he would not have taken an entire section out of his sefer to tell us how terrible it is that it's so late and call it an avon plili. So certainly the Aruch HaShulchan holds it to be something
so
more than that.
So what is the heter when a child is, say, yellow or preemie?
Yeah.
And then they decide to push it off for Sunday?
Yeah. Oh, no. So it should be, if the child is not physically well, ideally the mila should be done the moment he's available to do it.
And yet everybody waits for Sunday.
So you have to, it's not necessarily a good minhag. The minhag is, the halacha should be, you call the moel, and you, the moel comes, and he does it as soon as possible. That's the way it should be. Even if you're, if you get a minion there, it's always nice to have a minion by bris mila, and
you do it. For me, like, I remember my son to the doctor, and it's going to be mold, so yeah. It's okay.
You do it, you should do it as soon as possible, 100%. Rav Shlomo Kluger writes in the Sefer Achaim in Tofresh Dald and Tuptam Vadaska Lekalfresh Tasvav that since this is learned from Avram Avinu, it has to be a Chiyav, which is obviously the exact opposite of what we said before. Rav Shlomo Kluger, who has certainly broad shoulders, says, and he feels that it is a Chiyav. Now, what's the nafkamina? What's the halachic implication for whether Zriza Makdimin is a Chiyav or something, then it's something nice to do? So since most poskim hold that Zriza Makdimin is not a chiyuv, therefore, when it comes to eating on Erev Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur, right? Oh, the Torah says that you're supposed to fast on the 9th and the 10th. Obviously, you don't fast on the 9th. It means whoever prepares on the 9th for the fasting on the 10th is as if he's fasted on the 9th as well, right? So what happens? You wake up early Erev Yom Kippur, and now you know there's a mitzvah to eat.
So don't eat that.
So what are you supposed to do? If a person feels it would be most beneficial not to eat all Erev Yom Kippur, not to fress all Erev Yom Kippur, and he's a better faster when he would just have one suda before the fast and not eat all day, so then we would say, since it's not a chiyuv, it's just a nice thing to do, Zriza Makdim Lemitzos says you don't have to start eating that second the day begins. This is the shita of the Magen Avraham, in Tafresh Dalet. He writes nearly to Yeshlin Hog in source number 6, Kemar Ril, Devada im Misana ad Suda Samavsekas, Leika Yisura. There's no Isser to fast all Erev Yom Kippur and just eat something right before the fast. Dafil Mandamar Duhu De Oraisa, the Shabbos, the Hasim Ksiva, Karas the Shabbos, Onig Vasu the Sanos, Klam Ashenkin, De'ein Mitzvah Lachol, Vim Achol Pam Echas Vayom Dayo. You eat once a day, you fulfill the mitzvah of eating Erev Yom Kippur. But to eat all day, to eat the second you walk out of davening, says the Magen Avraham, you don't have to. If you don't feel like it, then don't do it at all. This is what the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes, the Chayyadim and Kufman Gimel, the Mishabura, in Tafresh Dal as well. Comes with Shlomo Kluger, in the same piece in the Sefer Achaim, and the Shuvas Shnos Chaim, he writes, L'chodo l'shitasan shezrizin havechiyuv. He says, if I'm going to tell you that Zrizin Magdim Luntos is a chiyuv, Ein Magen Avraham, look at what the Magen Avraham says. Uladati a nira kain. The Magen Avraham is incorrect. Came into Kaimalon, Dizriza Magdim Lemitzos, who Atzmo Gamkin Havida Oraisa. It's a Torah commandment he holds, and therefore we learn from Avram Avinu, and therefore he says, Erev Yom Kippur, walk out of shul, gotta start eating. The mitzvah starts immediately, the second you walk, because it's a chiyuv, and not just a nice thing. Which then, yeah.
If it's real chiyuv, Raisa, we would say the mitzvah to say Shema de Raisa. And yet we don't say it until the Rabbanan, like 20 minutes, you know, until.
Yes.
So clearly, if it was the Raisa Chiyuv, you couldn't postpone the Shema.
True. Certainly a question, Rav Shlomo Kluger. He writes very long pieces, so we have to go through his long essay to see what he says. Next, this raises the question, is Zriza Makdimin a Torah commandment, a Torah inyan, or a de Rabbanan? So the Shagasari writes in the Turi Yevin in Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalad, it says it's de Rabbanan. And Ruvadio Seif in the Abia Omer, in Chelik Beis Yorodeya Semin Yudches, cites a Tshuvas Makor Chaim, which cites Rosh Shlomo of Vilna, the Dayan of Vilna, who says that this is a Dirabanan, and the whole idea of Vayashkim Avraham Aboker, he got up in the morning, is an Asmachta. It's a rabbinic inference from the Torah to support their idea. And this is why he says it's not so bad when people don't have Bris Mila so early in the morning, because it's a Din Dirabanan. You want to postpone it a little bit. You don't want to do it ad Netzach Hama. It's still fine, says Rosh Shlomo Vilna. This is the sheet of the Stei Chemed in his Michtam L'Chizkiyahu, where he explains that we know, Ein Lameid Mikodem Matan Torah. We don't learn these things from before Matan Torah. Avram is before the Torah is given. And therefore, certainly it's not a Torah commandment. However, obviously, Rosh Shlomo Kluger will be the Shitaso. And Rosh Shlomo Kluger says that this is Min HaTorah. And this is the sheet of the Shuvas Radach as well, where Shlomo Kluger in the Tuv Tam Adas says, because it is not Mefurish B'Torah, you shouldn't protest against those people who are not Zaris. He says there's a difference between mitzvos that are clearly stated in the Torah and things that are hinted out to in the Torah. This is something the Prima Gadim notes as well in his introduction to his commentary. there are different levels. There are things that are mefurish v'kra, things that are explicitly said. Wear tzitzis, don't murder. Those things are clear in the Torah. There are also things that we learn out from drushas that are not exactly open. Vayashkem Avraham aboker, Avraham got up early in the morning, therefore we should get up as well. It says with Shlomo Kluger, since it's not mefurish, it's not an open statement in the Torah, if you have a neighbor who's not so kevah b'smila, does not mean you have to yell and scream at him and tell him that he is the sinner in the hand of an angry God. Okay, now, the Chavos Yoyer writes in Siman Yud Nid Aleph that reason overrides Talmud Torah. That even if you're going to miss, if you have the chance to do a mitzvah as soon as possible, but you're going to have to do Mevatel Torah for it, says the Chavos Yoyer, then you should do it. You should do the mitzvah as soon as possible, even if it means Bittel Torah. And I saw Rechaim Kanievsky, a number of his svarim, says this as well. Now, Shlomo Eger writes in his Sefer HaIkarim, Shlomo Eger had a manuscript that nobody knew about, and it was discovered like 50 years ago. It was like an encyclopedic work on halacha. So he writes in the Sefer HaIkarim, in the title under Onain, he says that there's no reason to say that one should have to spend extra money to fulfill the Inyan of Zuzus. Let's say I can do a mitzvah later, but I can do it earlier if I spend extra money, right? I can get to the mitzvah if I take a 12 o'clock flight, but I can get there earlier and do the mitzvah earlier in the day if I take an earlier flight, but it will cost more money. So says Rosh Shlomo Eger, there's no idea anywhere that a person should have to spend money to pay to do a mitzvah earlier. And the Tzitz Eliezer cites this because the editor of this Sefer of Rosh Shlomo Eger, the Sefer Yikarim, had a number of questions. So he sent it to the Tzitz Eliezer to see what he thought about this. So he asked the Tzitz Eliezer, what's the explanation? What's the reason behind this idea that you don't have to spend money to fulfill it? So the Tzitz Eliezer's tshuva is in volume 19 in Siman Lamed Vav, and he says that spending money on a mitzvah is only on a chefetz shel mitzvah. You never have to spend money on the performance of a mitzvah. You only have to spend money on the object of the mitzvah, a more expensive esrog, a nicer talis, a sukkah, whatever it is. But to spend money to perform the mitzvah, says Tzitz Eliezer, you don't have to do this. Then he says that Zrizin is not a chiv, you don't have to do it. And he says, this is careful from the expression of Zrizin makdim lemitzvos itself. Listen to the phrase, Zrizin makdim lemitzvos. Those who are careful perform the mitzvah earlier. To be a zariz, to be extra careful, implies what? That you're going beyond the letter of the law. That's what it is. The whole idea of being zariz, of being extra careful, means that there's what everybody else does, and then there's what you do to be extra careful. So says the Tzitz Eliezer, it's not a chiyuv. It's something that's extra special to do. So why would I make you spend money on something that you don't have to do? Next, whether the din of zrizin applies to ma'aseh mitzvah or not, there's what's a debate, like the Tzitz Eliezer said, and the Gil Yoni Ashas of Yosef Engel and Rechaim Kanievsky and the Kloisenberg Rebbe and the Tshuva and Yerodea Kof Samach says that Zrizin applies to a Hechsher mitzvah as well. Even if you can get the preparations ready for a mitzvah, then it's good to do it early as well. That would apply, for example, to building a sukkah. Building a sukkah is not a mitzvah, it's a Hechsher mitzvah. It's preparing for the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. So if you can build the sukkah as early as possible, right after Yom Kippur, obviously that would be a good thing.
Why after Yom Kippur?
Well, we'll get to that. So the Chassam Sofer writes in Orachaim and Siman Reish Ches that Zrizin only applies to the mitzvah on which you already have a chiyuv to do, when the chiyuv begins to exist. But if there's no chiyuv yet, then there's no concept of Zrizin. So Rav Menashe Klein writes in the Mishnah Halachos in Yud Gimel Ayin Ches, and he says exactly this, that Avraham Avinu didn't get ready for the milah the night before because there was no chiyuv, responsibility to do the mitzvah milah at night. And therefore he didn't start getting ready at night because the chiyuv didn't begin until the next morning. And therefore it says, Vayashkem Avraham Baboker, to tell us that he didn't get up until it was morning because there was no reason to get up until the morning. And for this reason he says, there's no inyan of Zrizim Akdim the mitzvos to build a sukkah before Motzi Yom Kippur. Because right now, before Yom Kippur, I'm involved in Yom Kippur. And that's the mitzvah at hand. Sukkos is not on my radar until the fast is over in Yom Kippur. And therefore, you might want to build the sukkah earlier because it fits your schedule. But it's not because of Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvos. Zrizim Akdim L'mitzvos to do the mitzvah early is only when Hashem says, it's time to get ready for this mitzvah. And that is only when Yom Kippur ends. So says Rav Menashe Klein. Now, I want to end with the last piece, which is when we have the conflicts between Zrizim Akdil Mitzvos and doing a mitzvah with a lot of people. Let's say I could do the mitzvah Barov Am Hadras Melech, a great Kiddush Hashem, hundreds of people doing the mitzvah, or I could do it earlier. I'm not going to touch on Bris Milah, whether you should have Bris Milah earlier with fewer people or later with more, perhaps another time, because that's a whole topic in itself. Let's discuss four cases outside of Bris Milah. The first discussion is the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, which discusses Shofar. And the Mishnah asks our question. It says the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah in source number 9 and Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Mishnah, Ha'over Lifnei HaTeva, Bayom Tov Shal Rosh Hashanah, Hasheni Maskia, Ubishas Halal HaRishon, Mikra Es Halal. So the Mishnah says, on Rosh Hashanah, the Shofar is blown during Basaf. When Halal Seven Yantif, it's done by the one who leads Shachas. Okay? Shofar goes to Musaf. Halal is done in Shachas. Now, ask the Gemara. Maishna Shani Mitkia. What's the difference by Tkia Shofar, Debarohim Hadras Melech? So, what's the reason why we push off Shofar? So the Gemara says, because there are going to be more people in Shul by Musaf, and it'll be a greater mitzvah to have it done, Barovam Hadras Melech. If you do it early in davening, there won't be as many people there, there won't be as great a Kiddush Hashem to have the shofar blown that early, and therefore we push it off to later. Ah, ask the Gemara, what about Halal? How come then Halal should be at Musaf then, if it's a Shachris to show Zrizim Akdimin? So therefore the Gemara says that there was a Gzeira. The government had a Gzeira against shofar. Why? Because they were blowing the shofar so early in the morning, and they thought the Jews were starting to riot, getting up early with a sneak attack, a surprise, and it was scaring everyone out of bed. So instead, they pushed off shofar to later in the day, because that wouldn't scare so many people when they heard the Jews sounding their horns, and it wouldn't cause a pogrom when everyone thought the Jews were starting to riot. And therefore, that's why shofar was pushed off to later, even though perhaps maybe Zrizim Akdimin says it should go earlier. Now, the Gemara indicates that Miyikra Din, though, what do we see? Zrizim Akdimin is better, right? Really, it should have been, we should have sacrificed Barov HaMahadras Melech for Shofar, and the answer is that we couldn't do it so early because of the non-Jews.
That means that technically they could have made Tainan Jews Malkus in front of Shofar, because Shachris, well, Shachris was different, doesn't have it. So the whole thing, you say, the essence...
Everything has to be pushed off.
Push out the Malkus in front of Shofar.
Correct.
If they did originally the ideal part of Shachris...
Sorry, it would have looked different then. I don't know. I'm not sure what the mass would have looked like.
I'm saying that all the drushes than reality in the first 30, because that's...
Correct. Sure. So we see here, though, that really, if you have a conflict between Zriz and Makdemon, earlier versus more people, it's clear from the Gemara. Earlier is better. Early bird catches the worm, beats out, more the merrier. That's clear. That's how it should be. And therefore, this is the shita of the Birkei Yosef and the Shari Tshuva and the Chayadim when it comes to davening early versus more people, right? If you have the difference between Shai Daven and earlier Minyan versus Daven with more people, it's clear, says the Poskim. It should go with Daven earlier versus with more people. And the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, when it comes to Kiddush Lavana, says, look at the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch over here on the next page in Source 10. L'chadchila yesh levarach babokr miyad me'ad neitzacham mishim dezrizim akdim lemitzos v'tov himafshar levarach basifas am mishim dorim hadrus melech himafshar l'sasev take up babokr al yisachu b'shvil zeh al kalach yivarach miyad shiro zrizim. Oh, this is by the sons. So we'll get to that in a second. But the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch says as well when it comes to Kiddush Lavana. Kiddush Lavana, he says, earlier, better than with more people. And this is discussed by all the poskim as well. There's a long piece in the Encyclopedia Talmudis by the concept of Zrizim Akdimin. He says this as well. Now, when it comes to Birchas Hachama, so that's what we just read from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Birchas Hachama, earlier rather than later. So, in another 19, 20 years, when we have Birchas Hachama again, the halacha would seem to be, according to most poskim, that it's better to daven vasikin and say Birchas Hachama as soon as possible than to go to some big party in the park where there's going to be 1,000 Jews there. Better to say it earlier than later. Now, the Derech HaChaim, the Nesivus and Hasidur, says that it's better to say with a large crowd, but there's what to discuss, but it seems clear from the poskim, Zrizim Akdimin comes before with a large crowd.
Because if it gets cloudy, you don't get to do it. So if you have the opportunity, you better grab the mitzvah.
Yeah, it's true. If it's not cloudy, you're done. So what about musaf? Is it better to daven musaf earlier, or is it better to daven musaf with more people? So there's a Tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, and he writes in Siman Mem Beis that Zrizim doesn't apply to musaf because musaf is naturally later in the day. Musaf can't occur until a number of things happen. You have to daven shachris, you have to read from the Torah, and because musaf naturally is offset and can't be done earlier, when a mitzvah has impediments in front of it, getting in the way, and naturally has to be pushed off, he says Zrizim Makdimin falls away, and therefore you're only left with Barovam, you should daven musaf with as many people as possible. Now this is cited by the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Sadi. Mishaholech b'Shabbos v'yom tov b'hashkam l'spal b'minyan asara ki rov tzibor ma'achrim tfilasam. The person davens early in the morning because everyone davens too late for him. U'bo'osa minyan m'spalin gam tfilas musaf. Tekef achra tfilas shachris. And in that minyan, he's davening early, going to daven musaf right away after davening shachris. V'yeshman achachach leilech lebeis haknesses yoser tov leilech l'spal musaf imat tzibor. He says, if you can still go and daven musaf at a shul with a bigger minyan, the Mishnah Berurah suggests splitting your davening. Daven shachris earlier in the early minyan, and then go find a minyan for musaf with more people to fulfill Barovam Hadras Melech, based on the tshuva of the Yad Eliyahu. The Beis HaKnesses Barovam Hadras Melech. Kain Kasav B'tshuvas Yad Eliyahu, Siman Mem Beis. Now, the Shaios B'tshuvas Yehuda Miller in Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph argues, and he says that the rule is clear from Rosh Hashanah that Zrizin comes first. Who cares if there's more people or not? And there's actually, in their tshuvas, the Rabbi Yehuda Miller met the Yad Eliyahu. In their tshuvas to each other, they're responding to a conversation they both had in the street. And they both duke it out in their tshuvos. But then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'dachki mako miyuchad l'tfilaso hu beis haknesses. That's only if the place where you are is going to be somewhat near the beis haknesses. Avalim ein makomo miyuchad l'spal beis haknesses. Tov yos yishpal kol tfil makamacha. But if you're not going to have a place in that shul, it's going to be a hassle, it's going to be difficult. So then he says, better to daven earlier. And then, as we discussed before, Kiddush Levana, the Das Torah and the Orchas Chaim says Zrizin comes first. Kiddush Levana should be said at the earliest opportunity. And the Bir Halacha writes in Tav Chavav that for Kiddush Levana, we go after Barovam instead of Zrizin. And that's what we do. We wait till Motzei Shabbos when people are in shul and it's packed and people are coming out of shul. And we pass in there that we say Kiddush Levana, Barovam, and not Zrizin. So we should all be zocha to fill as many mitzvahs as possible, as soon as possible, with all the Hidurim and all the good things. And Shvi Matzayach.
It's a real question.